66 degrees in Kalamazoo. It is hanging steady at that particular temperature. And you've got the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. It is 4:08. And so glad you've taken the time to be a part of the program today. This is hour number two. Coming up in hour number two, here a little later, we have got some tickets that I'm throwing into the mix. It's ticket vouchers for you to go see the West Michigan Whitecaps. I got four of them, and this is a good, good baseball team. And you know what? It's an experience, too. I was there a couple of weekends ago, and lots of fun. Great fun to go to a game there. Very enjoyable. I highly recommend it. So, because not only are you going to see some good baseball, you're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Yes.
And that's always important. It would be even, the only way it would be more fun is if you took Michael with you, and I'm not begging by any stretch. You're just tearing apart the studio.
Here I go all over again. Well, anyways, I'd act probably like a crazy lunatic, so yeah, that'd be great to see.
And that's unusual?
No, definitely not unusual at sporting
events. I was
going
to say, you know. Well, okay, you don't act like much of a lunatic here. You just kind of have that goofy smile on all the time, so I don't know.
I only act like a lunatic when I try to tear apart the studio.
Which apparently is today. You've done that twice already.
So. Boy, it's been one of those days. It's Monday. We're just going to attribute it to being Monday.
All right. Also, before the end of the hour, I'm going to be doing a Kickstarter campaign to help rebuild the studio after Michael tears it apart. No, not really, but considering it at this point. Hey, just a reminder, this week we are out for gas and groceries. No, we're not out getting it. We're out giving it to you. WKZO teaming up with Harding's Friendly Markets to bring you free gas and groceries. Basically, you stop by when we're there, and we're there 11 to 1 at various Harding's locations from tomorrow through Friday. Tomorrow we're going to be at the Howard Street store. That's going to be 11 to 1. Jim McKinney will be there. Coming up Wednesday, Harding's Woodbridge store on West Center Street in Portage. That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I will be there for that one. So if you've been saying, you know what, I really want to see if he's as good-looking a guy as I think he is, there you go. There's your opportunity. But not only that, it's your opportunity to win some groceries, maybe even win a gas card. And let me tell you what, a $50 gas card, would that not come in handy?
It would.
Michael, I'm not asking.
At least for a week.
No, but that takes care of a week, and that's what we're trying to do. And let's face it, with groceries, the cost of that going up these days, wouldn't some groceries help?
Oh, yeah.
And then take a little bit off of the monthly bill there of having to feed the family and having to feed yourself, whatever it is, you know, particularly if you're like Michael on the all Twinkie diet, you know, it just not really. He's not on the all Twinkie diet.
Have you added in the good stuff like the Cocoa Puffs?
No, I haven't, but apparently you have.
Oh.
No, you're talking about to the grocery. Well, you know, we've been talking to the people that put these together, so we'll see.
All right.
I don't know. I didn't hear from Jim what was in the supply today, but we're going to keep looking at this, trying to figure out, all right, what's the good stuff we could put in there? So. But you get an opportunity to win some groceries. If you could guess the dollar amount or come closest without going over, you get to take them home that day. And then you get to be put in for a drawing for a $50 gas card. Doesn't get much better than that. We're going to be there for you at Harding's tomorrow on Howard Street. So you can check this out there and see what they have to offer as well. Because it's a great place to go shopping. You know, I've been to the one on Howard Street before as well. A very interesting place, but lots of good stuff there. Lots of good stuff there. And really, really big.
Yes, it is ginormous.
Very roomy store, so that you have plenty of room to go out around and get all those groceries that you need. All right. Well, someone who has basically had a lot of room to share her views and share her ideas with America has been Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin has, since 2008, been a household name. Before that, no one knew who she was unless you happened to live in Alaska. Or Craig Ferguson knew who she was at that point. Apparently, he did a thing on the Late Late Show involving her. But other than that, not too many people knew her. 2008, suddenly everybody knew her. She was running for vice president for the Republican Party. Some people loved her, some people hated her, and that's the way it is today, basically. But there are people that listen to her. There are people that follow her. There are people that believe what she believes and stand for the things that she stands for. So to them, she put together, along with some investors and some help here, SarahPalinChannel.com. And you're probably wondering, all right, is this a ticket to her running for president in a couple of years? I don't know. You would normally say that, you know, that would be yes for most people. I don't know for her if that's the case. But I wanted to give you a little taste of what she's saying SarahPalinChannel.com is all about. And rather than try and rephrase it myself, I figured that we'd give you just a little bit of Sarah Palin herself telling you what it's all about.
This is a news channel that really is a lot more than news. This is a community where we're going to be able to share ideas and discuss the issues of the day, and we're going to find solutions. And no need to please the powers that be. Most importantly, I want you to talk directly to me. That's what I'm most anxious about, hearing from you. Together, we'll go beyond the sound bites.
Okay, all right, you get the picture there. She's wanting to talk to you and share ideas and come up with solutions and that kind of thing. It's a noble concept. It's one that, and I'm not going to say Sarah Palin is copying me by any stretch, but it's something that I try to do here every day. Because let's face it, I know I am no dummy. In spite of what some people will tell you, I am no idiot. I know there are people listening to this program who don't believe what I do. And there's no I have no problem with that, and you are welcome to keep listening. In fact, you're welcome to call in, because I know the answer is not always going to be something that comes from the right or the left. Oftentimes, it's going to come after we spend some time talking to one another and come up with what's going to work for everybody. Now, if that's what she was aiming for, yeah, I think that would be good. Now, here's the thing. In case you're wondering, the SarahPalinChannel.com is not free. And for some people, they're going, oh!
Darn it.
So if you want to subscribe to the Sarah Palin Channel, it's basically just subscribing to a website, $9.95 per month or annually $99.95. So you get a little price break there. I guess that's all right. But, and here's the thing. Right now, there's some things that are available for free on a trial basis. The idea of let's suck you in a little bit, and then, all right, we'll hit you with it at that point. Nobody knows how long the trial's going to happen, but there's that's happening. If you are a member of the military, you get it without charge. Not everybody in the military, but if you're a member of the military and you want to be a part of that, she'll let you in for nothing. Now, here's the thing. It's a media group named TAP that's gotten together with her on this. They've said that people will be able to write questions to her, participate in group video chats, post their own videos, that kind of thing. Boy, that could get dangerous, couldn't it?
That really could.
At least they're paying customers. I guess that makes sense. But it's interesting to see her getting involved with this. You know, I think normally if you were saying, all right, you know what, the Chris Christie channel, I'd be like, yeah, this is the way to build the campaign, as it were. The Paul Ryan channel, yeah, this is the way to get the name out there for the inevitable presidential run. The Sarah Palin channel, I don't think it's about that.
I think she just wants to talk about news and go beyond it, like she said.
I think she does. And I think given her genuine distrust and dislike of the media, and that's not to say she won't come on and do the occasional interview with people and that kind of thing, but she has a genuine distrust of the media, and I think earnedly so. I mean, we remember what Katie Couric did to her about 6 years ago. Well, what do you read for news? Oh, there was an insightful question. Thanks for that. What do you read? The paper? The web? What do you want to know, Katie? Come on. Read the same things you do. But you understand the hesitancy to go with mainstream media and that kind of thing. Now, that said, I don't know that this means she will no longer be a contributor to Fox News. I think she probably still will be from time to time. But I find it interesting that she's doing this. I don't know. Now, maybe I'll be proven completely wrong and she'll decide, yeah, I'm running for president. And if that's the case, so be it. Now, I think there is this, because there will be people, and there are people already, when I say SarahPalinChannel.com and say that she's starting a news channel, there are people that were listening to this program as soon as I said it, and you know who you are, you went, oh, boy. And I understand that whole sense that, who is this idiot, and what is she doing starting a news channel? Well, I will remind you of this. Al Gore started a news channel, and look what happened to him. He became a millionaire off of it, mainly because he sold the bones of it. Now, he wasn't able to make a go of it, Current TV, if you remember. And he sold it to the people that that own Al Jazeera. So that worked out well for him. But yeah, SarahPalinChannel.com. Interesting. I don't know if she kind of got the idea of, well, it's working for Glenn Beck. I think the difference is Glenn Beck's kind of doing his thing, you know, that he's got his show and he's got show with his producers and he's got other things that he puts on there and other shows that have nothing to do with him that show up on his network. And he actually is on cable in some places. He's managed to sign people up that way. But for the most part, it's an internet service and she's latching onto that as well. I'll be interested to see if it goes much of anywhere. Really. Because I think, here's the thing, if you can address comments to Sarah Palin for free on Facebook and on Twitter, and you can see her on Fox News, and you can see her on the internet, and she's all over the place, do you honestly think that people are going to go, I just don't have enough Sarah Palin in my life. I need more.
She's going to have to create some type of hook to bring everybody into this, I feel like. Yeah, when you can contact her for free on all these other places and see her on Fox News.
And you know, maybe she's going to pull back from Facebook. Some people do that. But I just don't think that the hook is Sarah Palin, though. I don't think there's a strong enough pull to say, well, you know what? This is the place where Sarah Palin speaks her mind. So, yeah, I'm going to go there. I just don't know. And I know the media seems to be obsessed with her, and they continue to be so. But I just don't know that for the public, they're sitting around going, you know what? There's just a few things that I need in America. The NFL, six-pack of good beer, and Sarah Palin. I just don't see all of that going together. So I think she's going to have another hook. Now, whether that's, you know, snow machine races with her husband Todd, or reruns of Sarah Palin's Alaska, or what, I don't know. But I tend to think that after a while, you're going to have a problem hooking people in and saying, you know what, yeah, $10 a month, here you go, we're going to give you all this great stuff. Because after a while, it's like, you know, how many of us are going to be able to say, you know, my friend Sarah Palin, yeah, former governor of Alaska, yeah, I just talked to her the other day. That's not going to go over well with people. They're going to go, oh, you know Sarah Palin. Okay. All right. How many fingers am I holding up? You know? And it's sad people do that because, you know, I think she's genuinely interested in the welfare of the country. I just don't know that there is enough of pull out there for people to go, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to hear what she has to say. So I'll be interested to see just exactly what kind of hook she comes up with.
Yeah, you could see people maybe signing up for a month and then be like, yeah, I'm not going back again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or, you know, for that matter, just, you know, they'll look at the free stuff and go,
hey, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and no.
Sorry.
No. And, you know, and I will admit, okay, I have been in my life mildly intrigued by Sarah Palin, but not to the point where I'm going to go join her channel. If somebody's willing to buy it for me, okay. You know, if it's free, all right, yeah, I might look at it, but it's not something where I'm going to go, gee, I'd like to spend $10 a month. It just, I think there's going to need to be a hook there, or there's going to need to be a reduction in price, because 10 bucks a month, I mean, let's face it, for $9 a month, you can get Netflix.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot more than just Sarah Palin on Netflix. You know?
You can get all kinds of different things on there.
So there's got to be a hook there. So as we continue ahead, I want to let you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Obamacare, because there was an interesting viewpoint on this with the Supreme Court decision that was made last week. There is a viewpoint that it might end up being the fate of this whole thing, if those views hold up, it could end up being in the hands of state legislatures everywhere. I found that interesting. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Before we get to that, though, I wanted to give you the opportunity to do something a little fun. Because you know what? I mean, yeah, like I said about Sarah Palin, it's the Jeremy Lawrence show, but you need more of a hook than me. I am an attractive guy. I get that, you know. And I have a very aerodynamic hairdo. But other than that, you know, you need something.
What hair?
Well, I said aerodynamic. Catch up. Catch up with the program, Michael. I know you're tearing apart the studio in there, but pause for a minute and keep up with us.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I want to be able to do something nice for you because, you know, that's the kind of guy I am. I have in my hand right now 4 ticket vouchers. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you 2. You got to take Michael and I to the game with you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. What I'll do is I'll give you 4 ticket vouchers to go see the West Michigan Whitecaps at Fifth Third Ballpark. Stadium, field, whatever they call it. I've been there. I know it's Fifth Third Field, I guess. But anyway, that's the one up, you know, just north of Grand Rapids. And I tell you what, it is a good time. And, you know, it's a great season to go see them because they're doing pretty well. I know I'm probably going to make it there before once before the season's out again because they're just having that much fun. It's a great place to be. All right, so here's what we're going to do. 4 tickets to you, and really, there are 2 things you got to do today, and they're simple. First of all, you got to get a hold of us. How do I do that, you ask? Well, you give me a call at 877-382-4280 or locally 382-4280. And because Michael is absolutely terribly busy tearing apart the studio in there, he has not had time to come up with a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. See, so it's even better for you.
Yes.
So we're going to say caller number, Michael's saying 4.
4.
Okay, so we'll go with caller number 4, wins 4 tickets to go see the West Michigan Whitecaps. Seems like a good deal, so while you're calling in at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, I'll remind you, I'm going to be talking Obamacare here just a little bit with you. Some interesting viewpoints on it. Could it end up in the hands of state legislatures? Talk about it as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show right here on 590 WKZO. Degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 428 at 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house every Saturday from 10 until 2. All right. We had the opportunity just a little bit ago to make someone's day with something free. We like to do that all the time. And unlike just, you know, handing free things off to Michael, I'd rather hand them off to you. Because, you know, Michael's got his own problems putting the studio back together today after tearing it apart. So what we decided to do was just give away 4 ticket vouchers to go take in the West Michigan Whitecaps and at Fifth Third Ballpark to boot. And somebody's going to be doing that sometime soon. So if you're wondering who to hit up for their extra tickets, that would be this person.
Steve from Pawpaw.
All right. So if any of you in Pawpaw know Steve, he's the guy that goes, Steve, hey, buddy, how you doing? Yeah. So you got anybody going to the game with you? All right, I know, Steve, you're panicking now. No, I have plans for it, really. No, Steve, you're fine.
Okay? I'm going into hiding.
Steve, I'm just trying to make you some friends, okay? That's all I'm doing here. But Steve won four tickets, and he won four tickets just because we're warm, wonderful people. And he didn't really need an answer to much of anything other than just to treat Michael very, very nicely, which I think he did.
He did.
He did. All right. So, Steve, congratulations. And you know what? Sometime this week, we're going to have some movie tickets in our hands to give away. Some good, good stuff coming up, too.
And I'll have trivia questions ready.
Of course you won't. Anyway. And one thing we'll have ready here very shortly is a discussion about Obamacare. Interesting things that have come up because of this. Not only have they gone around Congress again, but also, could the survival of Obamacare itself be in the hand of state legislatures all across the country? Interesting. We'll tell you why. We'll talk about all of that. Take your phone calls on it as well. 877-382-4280. 382-4280 locally. Also, 803-73. If you would like to be a part of the program via text, we'll continue ahead with the Jeremy Lawrence Show right here on 590 WKZO. And the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 439. This portion of the program is brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. Well, Obamacare, it was last week, and we touched on this last week when the Supreme, or wasn't the Supreme Court decision, but some appeals court decisions came in that actually were totally opposite one another. One said yes, the other said no. It was interesting, though, because ultimately the one that said, you know what, there's a problem here with offering offering some subsidies to people on the federal exchange, because the law itself does not provide for that. There's actually a lengthy section of the law that talks about, no, it's got to be on state exchanges. The thought behind it was that all the states will set up an exchange and there won't be a problem. Well, here's the problem. 36 states did not set up an exchange. Michigan was one of them. And so you end up with, what is it, 14 states?
14.
14 states that have a legitimate, bona fide healthcare exchange website. And those are the ones that conveniently get the subsidies. Now, you know, the government just handed them out to everybody that was on there because, you know what, there's a lot of people in the whole bit. And then, you go, well, you know what, the real meaning of it was. And we have to do that because I could probably count on one hand how many people have actually read the law. Because those people that voted yes didn't even bother to do it themselves. So the thought is that, you know, and this is going to go through the courts. And if the decision that was made about that is upheld, well, then here's what happens. This goes back to legislators all across the country in all these states. People that support Obamacare will insist that we set up an exchange immediately because we don't want the people of Michigan missing out on this. I mean, you know, come on, it's free money. But there's the problem. It's not free money. It's money that belongs to you and I. Money that comes from our taxes that we end up pouring into this. And what they're actually predicting, some experts are predicting on this, saying that here's what would happen. Obamacare itself would likely collapse if the subsidies are not available in more than half of the states. So you can imagine the push in some of these states to get this thing set up. And from Obama's perspective, you know, from his people's perspective, they're going to be pushing with the idea, well, we can just get 25 states on here. We got it. We got it. But then there's the other part of this, the court cases that will ensue from this, because you know the whole sense of, well, this law is set up unfairly because it unfairly favors certain states over other states. Here's the other part, too. Cost of insurance for those who get subsidies would increase an average of 76% nationwide. 76%. Here in the state of Michigan, it'd be somewhere between 74 and 78. So that makes sense that it pretty much tracks with the nation's average. I find it intriguing that it gets to this point, because how many states have a legislature that would say, yeah, we don't need to be doing this? Now, some will step up and say, all right, we got to do this. We want to be able to stand up for our people here. But there are some states that will just say, no, this doesn't work for our state. And I think that's the bottom line for me on this whole thing. You know what? I don't have a problem if you want to set up some sort of an exchange where you say, all right, we're going to put all the deals together in one spot. We're going to have all the prices there. Everything's, and you get to shop right there. One place to go. Knock yourself out. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't have a problem with it on the state level, because I think, honestly, this should have been set up at a state level anyway. But if it is not, if you want to set that up nationally, knock yourself out. But there needs to be certain rules about it. First of all, if you're going to make this, quote unquote, affordable, you're going to have to do the same thing for everybody. And if the law doesn't set up for it, well, then guess what? There is a place that you can go to make changes in Obamacare. No, not the White House. As much as they like to think it is not the White House where you go. You go to Congress. And apparently, the Obama administration has not been one that wants to do that. They have actually, they're proposing a rule that would help give thousands of temporary and seasonal government workers access to the government's health care program. Now, the current law appears to prohibit them from using the program. This would appear to give them access. Now, the administration didn't go to Congress on this one. They did what they've done every single time they've wanted to make a change to this. They've just decided, oh, we don't like it the way that that is, so we're going to change it. Now, I don't know who it is in the Obama administration who was charged with reading the Affordable Care Act. I assume someone was. Whoever it is, they're not making their money the right way here, because apparently nobody's going to them and saying, let's see, is that in there? No? Okay, guess we'll have to go back to Congress. And the reason why they don't want to go back to Congress is this. Number one, they know Obamacare won't get a sniff in the House unless they come hat in hand and say, all right, we're ready to deal. We're ready to talk seriously about it this time, instead of before when we just said, yeah, remember that time before when we said, yeah, that's what elections are for? Yeah, oops, sorry. We didn't really mean that. They're going to have to come and deal with Republicans on this. And then on the other side, yeah, you're going to deal with the Senate, and Harry Reid's there kind of dragging along the Democrats and that kind of thing. But here's the thing. They don't have enough of a majority to pass anything. So once again, you're going to have to come hat in hand to Republicans and say, all right, we're ready to deal.
And that's never going to happen.
And I don't think it will happen. It should happen. And that's one thing. USA Today had a piece on Obama in the second term, and they're saying, and USA Today is saying, is he a lame duck before his time? Yeah, that's the short version of it. But I think, you know, they're asking that because, let's face it, he doesn't know how, 6 years in and he doesn't know how to swing a deal with Congress. Most presidents have figured that out by now. Most presidents know, okay, if I want to do this, this, and that, then I'm going to have to play Let's Make a Deal. Ronald Reagan knew how to do that with Tip O'Neill. We've heard that story. Bill Clinton knew how to do that with the leaders in Congress at that time, Newt Gingrich, Denny Hastert, and many others. He knew how to sit down and say, all right, let's make a deal. What do you want? Here's what I want. Let's figure it out. Let's work it out together. George W. Bush even figured it out to a certain degree. No Child Left Behind was the product of sitting down with Democrats and Republicans and saying, what do you want? Now, did it work so well? I'm not so sure. But at least he knew how to play Let's Make a Deal. Obama has no clue.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't know how to make a deal with Congress at this point. And he might be forced into it, because if Obamacare gets to a point of where they've got a whole bunch of states that don't qualify, he's not going to be able to executive order his way out of this one. He might try, but I don't think it'll work. He's going to have to get back to Congress. He doesn't want to do it because here's the thing. He doesn't want to share credit for this one. He doesn't want to share credit for anything. He wants this to be his crowning achievement. Look what we did. We passed affordable health care. Even though it ended up being not affordable to two-thirds of America, it was still, we were able to do it. Even though we had to negotiate with ourselves in order to be able to get it done, we were still able to do it. He's going to be stubborn about this one. And you know he is. Because he doesn't want to give up on this one and say, you know what? No, it didn't work. He's not willing to do that. He is not willing to come out and admit that, yeah, you know what? We had some bad stuff in there. We had some stuff in there that really was not going to work. So if you're to that point, what do you do with this? This is cycling through the courts, and it gets uglier and uglier as we go along. And there have been so many times that we have seen that this just is not going to work. And we've seen how it's missed the mark with how many people that they wanted to hit. Well, they want to hit this. Well, they really want to hit this. Well, no, they want to hit this. Well, it doesn't look like it's going to hit that. So, all right, our new goal is here. Well, no, if it's going to hit that. Okay, new goal's over here. Oh, look, it passed the goal.
Because you kept lowering it and lowering it and lowering
and
it.
And that's the thing. When you move the end zone to the 40-yard line, of course you're going to get there.
It makes it easier.
But there's the thing. If it gets to the point of where we're going to have state legislatures that are sounding off on this and saying, you know what, yes or no, you're going to have a lot of state legislatures that say, no, we don't need this. Because they've heard the stories. They've seen what happens in their own home state. And they want no part of that. They don't want to be plastered with the term voted for Obamacare.
Because they most likely won't get reelected.
And that's one thing that even in this the Senate campaign in Michigan, Obamacare is coming out to be one of the top concerns in it. And if that's the case, yeah, I don't think you want to be painted with the idea of, yeah, I voted for it. That'll look good.
No, you'd want to try to bury that information somewhere.
So, and, you know, in this piece in USA Today, they talk about, you know, the second half of second terms and what's happened. They pointed out Ronald Reagan's good stuff, his bad stuff, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. With Barack Obama, I mean, the world is coming apart at the seams. You got Russia that's having some involvement in Ukraine in a lot of ways. They annexed part of the nation of Ukraine for themselves. You had what happened in Benghazi and what continues to happen there. You've got what's going on in the Middle East, where Israel and Hamas, they just continue to exchange fire, and there continue to be problems there. And then you got a president who's honoring Linda Ronstadt at the White House. You know, I mean, it's just because that's so important. You know, and you can do that sort of thing, but what accomplishments are you going to see from Barack Obama in his second term?
It's hard to think of any.
I'm stumped at this point. I know he wants to do things, and he claims he has a phone and he's got a pen, but John Boehner said, you know what? I've got a lawsuit. going to make it real fun for the president in the second half of his second term. -68 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It is 4:54. Well, you know what? Coming up this week, one of the things that I continue to see and I continue to hear from you time and time and time again, Prop 1, what is it all about? What does it do? What does it not do? And that kind of thing. And I've wanted to get an expert on that. We are definitely trying to get an expert for you on this, so that we can get some sort of a feel for just exactly what Prop 1 does. Because as you head to the polls for the primary, and it's coming up next month, you're going to want to know what you're voting on. And I've already said right here on this program, the language is extremely confusing. And that's why you're seeing all the efforts out there to be able to define what is this all about. Now, with some of this, there are certain things that are going on in the area. State Representative Margaret O'Brien is hosting a forum on Prop 1, and she is going to be doing that. Looks to be not seeing a date here right now, but you know what? It is coming. Actually, it's going to be Wednesday, 6 p.m. Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Greater Kalamazoo Area Realtors Auditorium. That's on Venture Park Drive. Now, Margaret O'Brien is going to be on this program tomorrow, and we're going to talk mainly about her campaign, because she's campaigning to run for state senate. But I think also one thing I intend on doing is talking to her about Prop 1, because I want to get her take on this. And it's something that as we've talked to other candidates for things, informally I've asked them about it. Because this is it, and it goes across party lines. There are people on both sides of the aisle that are flat out for this thing. And I want to get a clear picture of, all right, what does this do? What's involved with it? And I know you do as well, because you and I are the ones that have to vote on this thing. We have to go to the polls and say, no. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk a little bit tomorrow. Margaret O'Brien will be on the program in the second hour. And we are definitely reaching out to try and get an expert on the topic to be able to talk about this. Because I'll tell you what, I've been doing a lot of research on it. And the only thing I can come up with is, wow, there's a lot of people for it.
Yeah, that's about it. There's really no opposition for it at all.
Yeah, there's not organized opposition.
Right.
There are people out there that are against it.
Just not organized.
But yeah, they haven't gotten together and formed a committee and this ad paid for by the committee to not blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever. It's not out there. Probably not going to happen before the election. There's just too little time for that to happen. But I think we need at least something of a description. What does this do? How do we answer this? How is this taken care of? Because I think funding for police and fire is one of the big questions here. And it's a big question I have. How does that work after we get passed? If we go yes to this, what happens then? And I'd really like to know that one before we move on, because you know what? That's the kind of thing that we all have a stake in. You don't want to call 911 and have them say, "We're sorry, we'll answer your call in the order it was received." You don't want that.
No.
You know, you want emergency services and you want them yesterday. You know, I understand that. But so I want to get some of this figured out with you. So we're going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow and then throughout the rest of the week. Of course, coming up on Thursday, the Tigers have an afternoon game. So that's going to be a shortened and or very little program that's going to take place at that particular time. Other than that, we are going to be with you, and we are going to be doing gas and groceries all week long for you to get the opportunity to get some free stuff. And who doesn't like free stuff?
Everyone loves free stuff.
Everybody loves free stuff, except for that guy. Put your hand down. The rest of us like free stuff. So we're going to be doing that throughout the week. You know, getting back to what we were discussing earlier, though, Obamacare, the thing that continues to come out to me on this is, And, you know, there's been an awful lot of people that said, it's the law, that's it, it's the law, it's in writing, it's the law. And it's funny that those same people are now going, well, you know what it really meant. I mean, come on, you know. And it's sad that it's gotten to that point. I think it's to the point where anybody who was smart enough and willing to at least humble themselves enough would be willing to go to Congress and go, okay, clearly the first go-round on this didn't work. So what are we going to do now? And come up with something and spend some time negotiating out something everybody can agree on. Yes, it would take time. But I think if the president was smart enough to be able to do this, he could have that crowning achievement for his administration to say, and you know what? He did help with health care. Right now, all in the world he did is hurt it, and hurt it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell you what, issues, they're all over the place, and we're going to talk about them all this rest of this week. You know what? Tomorrow we're going to get together at 3. Make a habit of joining us, will you? Till then, we'll see.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.